All right, so here we are. This is September 10th of 2013. First of all, let me appreciate those of you that held on for over 2 months here for this particular call to take place. My apologies for last month. Some significant things came up that I had to deal with at that time, and so I appreciate your willingness to float with this. And then also anyone who was inconvenienced by the no longer having the 11 a.m. call, I apologize for that, but it's just what I'm going to have to do for the meantime. The beauty is that we have the recordings available for anyone who's not able to get to it, and quite honestly, the recording is an unedited version of what we did on the phone that night. So aside from being able to ask questions, everything is just the same. So thank you for choosing to be here tonight. Gosh, I was just down at the ocean taking a walk on what are called the bluffs down here, and I have not seen the ocean as calm and still as it was today. It was just glassy, and if you're a water skier, that's the kind of body of water you yearn for. But the waves were hardly, they sounded like a CD of a lake. I just kept waiting for the loons. There were no loons, but it just sounded like a lake in the evening. Now, there weren't crickets either, but it was very interesting. There was just a great stillness about the planet, at least here on the central coast, and I find that very interesting. What it means, gosh, could mean anything, but to me it means hallelujah. Thank you for, you know, a little peaceful time right now, because a lot of stuff has been going on. And for any of you who are in a sensitive place, who have been following these paths for a while in terms of working your own energies and gaining clarity and remembering who you are and clearing off a lot of the debris and baggage through your own path and through the work that we've been doing for over a year now at the chakra clearing calls, hallelujah that you keep showing up for yourself. And you do know that in the process of showing up for yourself, that energy and vibration raises and helps a whole lot of people, energies, helps the planet, it helps all beings to also raise their vibration, because gosh, I don't mean to stumble on that, but there's so much to say on it just very quickly. In these times where oneness is actually beginning to unfold itself, we begin to see the interconnectedness of us all. And, you know, this leads to the talk tonight and the experience tonight on external chakras, because for so long, we have been under the notion and going as if there were only seven chakras, and they were the in-body chakras. Now, there's been talk about other ones within the body that just aren't major. They're called minor chakras, places like the elbows, the feet, the hands. You've also got like the chakras in the back, which are actually tied to the front chakras, so they are the in-body chakras. They just have different purpose and different energy in the front as well as the back in terms of what they align with and what they deal with. But the revelation of these times, once again, and I really want to underscore this and really have you celebrate the idea that the vibration is raised so much through collective choices and individual choices by you, by me, who have continued to work to gain clarity that's allowed the vibration to move and the vibration to raise. And with the earth going through changes as she is, we're experiencing not only our own higher vibrations, but also the higher vibrations of the earth. And it bears repeating also that the measurable frequency of the earth, called the Schumann resonance, was 7.8 hertz not too long ago, and now it's up at 13. It has almost doubled, which indicates that the vibration of the planet is raising. And in the process of raising up, just like us when we have a fever, we cleanse and clear toxicity. And so what we're beginning to see within ourselves as well as within the planet is this cleansing of the toxic energies of the belief systems, the intentions, the activities of, quite honestly, the human cultures that have been on the planet for a long, long time. So I like to call it a cosmic intervention, and I think it's relevant in these times to notice that certain things are just not necessarily going to be tolerated anymore. And that doesn't necessarily mean doom and gloom, but what it means is shift and change. And in our own lives, the shift and change occurs. In larger scales, the shift and change occurs. And also in a planetary level, the shifts and changes occur as well. So we're in a remarkable, remarkable time. And because of all this work and all this willingness to participate, the new information is showing up. And this information about external chakras right now is really quite interesting. So I'm borrowing heavily from one of the premier resources that I think exists on the planet right now. Her name is Cindy Dale, C-Y-N-D-I, and then D-A-L-E. She's just really a master at working with these energies in terms of really giving information that she has developed through her own years of work and training and sessions that she's worked with people, and also through the information that she's been receiving. So much gratitude to her. And I do know that though I'm borrowing from that and you know, acknowledging and honoring that, there's also information coming in for us that's just really just dropping in as we're talking. So let's look at the idea that there are external chakras. First of all, there's the idea that there are actually 12 in, well, they're not even in body. They're about, sorry to be hesitating. I'm counting here. It's actually the 7 in bodies. Then you have number 9 and number 10. We have had phone calls on the Earth Star Chakra, which is number 9, and then number 10. I'm sorry, number 8 and number 9. Sorry, it's getting crazy. Number 8 and number 9, the Earth Star and the Soul Star above the head. An arm's length above the head, the Soul Star, which is a conduit of energy that brings the vibration and focuses it right down through the crown and really like a cylinder over the body. And then you've got the Earth Star Chakra that's coming up about the same distance, about 18 inches to 24 inches below the feet, that is the focal delivery point of energy from the Earth through the left side, and then the cleansing of energies through us as it roto-rooters anything of lower vibration out and sends it out through the right leg. So we've established already that those are there. Now, another one, and I'm just going to mention these next three because the focus of what I did tonight has to do with something that's a little bit different. But let me acknowledge these because I'll be dealing with these in a future call. There's one directly about 2 inches, 1.5 inches directly above the crown. So it's the next one in, or the next one up. That is number 10. Number 11 really starts to be almost a sheath around the body, not the auric sheath, but a kind of an energy field all its own that really is active through the hands and the feet. So you know that when you bring your hands together, you can feel the vibration in the hands. We do parlor games where we open and close the hands 10 times. Learn this from Sonia Choquette, and it's always fun to do because it really brings the focus to the hands, and then we can begin to feel. It isn't so much that it's activating because I'm opening and closing my hands. I'm just bringing my focus. You can bring the focus to your hands without opening and closing them and still begin to feel the vibration and the sensation there. The hands, in the sense, are extensions of the heart chakra, so laying on of hands or receiving through the hands is a very loving act of compassion and empathy and connection that is vital to our connection with one another. And then we have the feet, and sometimes, you know, your feet are just buzzing. They're filled with energy, and they're just ready to go and whatnot. So those feet chakra, that particular chakra, the 11th chakra here that is vibrating the hands and feet, is really vital to begin our outward connection with some of the spiritual energies that are existing outside of our own kind of soul body energy here. So these are direct, untampered energies, if you will. They are energies that are not modified by our own incarnate experience through all of our incarnations. There are certain energies and certain frequencies that are pure, and this is how they come in, and this is what we're going to start looking at tonight. And then finally, I'm sorry to be maybe moving around too quickly here. I'm kind of confusing myself a little bit. But bear with me here because there's a lot of bits and pieces to it. And then you have the 12th chakra, which essentially is a three-layered sheath around the body, like a cocoon. And each of those layers has a particular frequency about it in terms of dealing with the physical and the emotional and the spiritual elements as filters and as, gosh, it's almost like when you look at the earth, you know, you have the ozone layer that protects some of the fields around it. In a sense, it's our own little ozone layer. Maybe a bad comparison, but the idea is that it's a sheath that is very protective of us. And right around that is what's called the luminous egg. or the cosmic egg, or whatever. It's another energy body that's around us. And just on the outside of that begins to be these energy points. Now, it's interesting because these energy points are not necessarily attached to the physical by themselves. What they do is essentially have energetic connections, and this is brand new information that I just found. I thought this was pretty remarkable, is they connect with the spine itself. So there are 20 additional outside points beyond the 12 that are actually in contact with the spine, and that is the vehicle, the spine, and each of the vertebrae is a like an antenna for this particular frequency of energy that comes in. So the value of that is to begin to see that if we're having compromises along the spine where issues are starting to show up that are showing up in organs, and we already know that the spine is connected nerve-wise to all the organs and the systems, really pretty much everything within the body that has a life force flowing through it. So it can be a very powerful tool to begin to see what might be backing up on us. And in the process of realizing that, then we can take certain steps of some of the things that we're going to be working with tonight to begin to eradicate on a higher level. And I say higher level because we know that the physical body is the most dense. And when things begin to manifest in the physical body, what happens at that point is that they have been trying to get our attention for so long, but now they are doing something really to grab our attention in a very strong way. So when something physicalizes, we have a tendency to pay more attention to it. And over again, almost in every call, we've talked about certain physical ailments that are consistent with the chakras themselves, and oftentimes some of the great diseases in our culture are the very tools and vehicles that cause people to shift and change the patterns of their life that allows them then, as they move through that particular disease, to actually create the new life that they have been yearning for. And this was simply the vehicle, and if they survive it, it is the vehicle that is the tool that allows them to reawaken and to remember who they are. And so, you know, it's just the whole design as I study this and as I look at it is just remarkable. And it would bear on a daily basis, it would bear great fruit on a daily basis if each of us would take time to just celebrate this body. I'm not talking about what it looks like. I'm not talking about what you think of it or anything. But the truth of it is that this body is an unbelievable, magnificent creation that is doing so much, not only on the physical level, but on all these multidimensional levels. So as far as a creative design, my oh my. So the more we nurture it and appreciate it and acknowledge it and celebrate it for just showing up every day in the way that it does, it's going to go a long way in actually bringing it back and having it in, you know, be purring in its particular perfect frequency that is aligned to us. Because, you know, whatever we give attention to and the form we give the attention to, then that is the vehicle. That's what starts to change. What I attend to, that's where things can actually make shifts and changes. So we don't have time tonight to go through all of these points, but I wanted to go ahead and choose six of them tonight so you can see on your page that we have the yin energy, which is the female energy, the yang energy, or the yang energy for the male. You also have the balance of polarities point. You have free will and freedom. You have abundance, and you have clarity. So I just took these points because that's what was called for tonight, and I thought that would be a good place to start with that. But before we actually move into this, one of the things we like to do in these phone calls is really just create a place of safety, get ourselves in our bodies, get ourselves in a place where we feel as connected as possible from the moment. So I'm going to invite you to just sort of in your seat, just sort of move, especially kind of move like a little serpent in your spine where you're shifting right and left and allow yourself to bend a little bit, just to work the spine a bit and to just sort of begin to break up perhaps some of the toxic calcifications that are in there, the energetic blockages. one of the beauties of yoga and some of the new disciplines is really to make the spine more supple and to allow it to be flexible. And in the flexibility of the spine, a lot of the blockages, like I've said, are cleared up. They are eliminated in the sense that the energy is removed or released. So let's just start with that. And then even with the, you know, where the spine attaches itself and how we connect with the hips, just do some circles in the chair, both right and left, going both directions. And while you're at it, maybe roll the head a bit. And then recite the Gettysburg Address while you're doing both of these things. And then tap your head and put a roll of circles at your belly. Look how many things we're capable of doing. Isn't it? It's amazing. It's just amazing. Okay, so in this place right now, let's just shrug the shoulders and roll them backwards and then roll them forwards. Again, that is opening up the back, opening up the spine, and releasing any of the calcifications that have been in there. Work also with the head, just doing circles with that. Let it go front and back and then to the side. And just notice where the blockages are for you. Notice where the tension is. And just allow that to begin to shift. Because, again, just bringing attention to it and bringing the breath in. So get to the breath. Bring the breath in through the nose especially. And let it wash through the body and nourish and cleanse everything that's there. And at the same time, while all that's going on, become aware of your feet and allow with your feet in the Earth Star Chakra that the energy from the earth coming up through the left leg, moving up through the body, just filling up every space on all the dimensions of it and the multiple dimensions of this body, cleansing and clearing any vibration that is lower than the frequency of your own perfection and your own divine self. And it's cleansing those things out and sending them out the right side through the right foot, down into that Earth Star Chakra, that plate of energy where it's absorbed into the earth and then transferred and transformed into a higher vibration frequency that is used for the greater good. So in this process, we allow ourselves to begin to soften and reconnect with this magnificent being, this magnificent body that we carry and that has been our vehicle in this incarnation. And in this process, we go ahead and take a breath, and then at the top of the page, you've got your Hung Vajrapa, which is a Tibetan protection chant. We're going to say that just seven times. Hung Vajrapa, 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 Hung Vajrapa. Two more. Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa. So it is, so it is. So right now, just take your face muscles and work them a little bit by kind of cleansing them and then releasing and going, mwah, 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 mwah. Let the neck stretch itself. Kind of roll the head just a few more times and fill all those places, feel all those places where you carry the tension. The invitation and intention right now is to let go of this energy that no longer serves us in any way. And finally, in our preparation, I'm just going to ask that you speak your birth name. We've done this many, many times. And for those that are new to the call tonight, your birth name basically calls you back to your true frequency at the point of incarnation. The name on your birth certificate is no accident. It is a vehicle that brings yourselves back to the awareness of their wholeness and awareness of the perfect true frequency of the I Am expressing as you that you are. So we speak it to get that frequency back. It also puts a cocoon of light and energy around us to create a space of safety. And also within it, it calls the angelic energies and the etheric beings who are in alignment with the frequency of that name to be present for you, to guide, to give information, to support, to help clear and cleanse, and to keep safety. So in that frequency, we are going to speak that name seven times. So your first, your middle, your last that was on your birth certificate, please do so. Mark Stanton Welch, 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 Mark Stanton Welch. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. let's go ahead and go completely to the bottom of the page, and we're going to go down to just where the little angel and the earth are. It's kind of moving through this particular statement. I want us to recognize this and affirm it by speaking it, that I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. Let's just say that together. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. One more time. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. By speaking this, it reminds us of our heritage and the essence of who we are. As a spiritual being, we do not inherit the energies that are of the physical world. This is by design. So when we begin to accept this and affirm it, we begin to realize that our connection with the cosmos has always been there and will reawaken itself as we claim our spiritual selves that is now just traveling in this particular dimension in this physical body as a human being. This information and that statement opens up all of these other chakras. It opens up, it's like the doorway that gives permission for me to access them, even though they're working all the time, but it gives me permission because it gives attention to the existence of them. And in that process of becoming aware that these things are there, or at least entertaining the idea that they are there, I go ahead and begin to get the information. Because as I spoke Mark Stanton Welch, I know the guides and the etheric beings and teachers are ready to download information into my cells to be used by my own awareness at my own moment when I need it. So do know that a lot is going on here as we speak and make these statements that are claiming a new, although ancient, reality. New reality in that it's not what we were taught. So let's just jump up a bit and make some statements here just to warm ourselves up. Let's go to the affirmation. I now fully open to all levels of intelligence within my multidimensional being. I embrace my expansive self and allow the free flow of light and energy and wisdom to communicate with my physical chakras and keep me clear and aligned. Sorry about that. Let's go ahead and speak this one out loud. Before we do, take a breath and then speak your true name on the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Together. I now fully open to all levels of intelligence within my multidimensional being. I embrace my expansive self and allow the free flow of light and energy and wisdom to communicate with my physical chakras with ease to keep me clear and aligned. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. And up to the first proclamation up there from the beautiful work by Rich Work, from his Veils of Illusion, we speak this proclamation and lay claim to this particular frequency and energy. From the divine love within my being, I proclaim all attachments connected to me and all energies inflicted upon my being with or without my permission, out of alignment with my core essence, be transmuted into the divine expression of creative love and return to Creator Source. I call forth my mind and body to align and reconnect my core essence. I proclaim this take place in harmony and resonance with every cell in my body and aspect of my being, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Woo! I feel like we need a big bell there or something. Nice. Beautiful. All right, one more. Let's do these proclamations. I'm getting the call to keep doing these guys. We'll do all three. Let's go to the next one. I command all records. Take a breath. Speak your true name. Mark Stanton Welch. I command all records and memories created to manipulate and distort my ability to recognize and experience the totality of my divine creation be erased from universal consciousness. I command illusions interfering with my ability to see my divine perfection be replaced with universal knowledge allowing me to know, see, feel, and experience the feminine and masculine aspects of my divinity within, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. just got this little set of rattles tonight. They just have these tiny sounds to them. But they really feel like they're working the air on the outside and the vibration around and into the ethers and into the multi-dimensions that are here, as opposed to, like, attacking the physical body to break things up. We're shifting things off in a higher frequency right now, and this is our intent for the evening. And finally, into the last of these powerful proclamations, take a breath, speak your true name. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I choose to be free of the holographic veils of illusion that have interfered with my ability to see my truth. I am prepared to accept responsibility for my world without distortion and illusion. I command that all thought forms and energies that have created the holographic veils and obstructed my ability to see my truth now be transmuted into divine truth. I command that the vibration of fear that has been attached to these veils and my perceived reality be transmuted into the vibrations of unconditional love, joy, peace, and harmony, for that is the reality I choose as my own. And so it is. And so it is, and so it is. And it's also the reality I chose as my own. Just feel the vibration of those. Feel that energy of making all of those statements. And after we have claimed that we are indeed a spiritual being having a human experience, I keep having the song I wrote years ago that was about the Easter story, and it was when Jesus is saying goodbye before he's going to leave the planet and move into that new form to change so many things. This is when I was working with the Unity Churches, and it started out, what a glorious time of year on earth, magnificence in bloom, so full of beauty, so full of life. I just felt that when I was walking down there, and I feel it now as we begin to open up to these vibrations and allow this to begin to infiltrate with conscious intent our own fields of energy. I know that it's doing such powerful and present work that I'm just so excited about it, and I'm feeling it all through me right now. So let's work in here. All right, so let's go up, and let me give you a little information more, just a couple things on these particular chakras. Okay, where are the pages that I set aside? So, Cindy Dale, it's a couple things from her book called The Book of Chakra Healing. These spiritual chakras do not have locations, colors, or regulatory functions as we understand them because they exist outside of the physical framework we call reality. In many ways, these higher chakras pertain more to our real self than do our physical-based chakras. They have existed in many forms, many ways, and many times because they do not fluctuate and change when we change bodies. They are parts of ourselves still held within the great divine source. Wow. So in a sense, this is the unwavering essence of us is contained in these external chakras. And this information is then dropped in, apparently, through the spine and through specific locations along that spine to be absorbed in the chakras and to be used within the body at the cellular level in the way that it's designed to do. The only thing that would interfere with that is our stuff. And so that's why it's so critical that we maintain our level of clarity, we maintain our level of clean energy in the sense that we do our work on a daily basis to, at the very least, rid ourselves of the debris that we caught by just being out in the world around other people of all levels and all frequencies. So we stay clear and clean and in our pure vibration, holding on to specific strong boundaries that keep our own frequency intact from the stuff that's going on around us. You can call it protection, safety, you can call it anything you want, but really all I'm doing is keeping my own vehicle purring. It's like using the really good oil in the motor as opposed to the stuff that I get at Jiffy Lube now and then on the road. but you know, it's about really good self-care, then that creates the vehicle for all these energies then to begin to service in the way that the design was set in motion so long ago. So just to reiterate, the idea that these particular chakras, they exist in the outside of us, and they are literally focal points where they access specific kinds of energy. And let me get, I'm just going to give you the names of them, and some of them are here we've already used, but some of the other ones include harmony, the kundalini, mastery, knowledge of good and bad, in the sense the tree of life, creation, manifestation, alignment with highest purpose, peace, wisdom, enjoyment, forgiveness, faith, grace, and divine source consciousness. And all of these things are the bequeathment of our design. So hear what I'm saying. This is the essence of who we are, in the sense that this information and idea is available to us now as we open up to this. And the reason these things are becoming more available is because of the work that's being done to cleanse and clear the lower in-body chakras. So by all means, keep doing whatever you're doing on that. And if you have to refer back to any of these calls we've had for information or whatever, do it. Let me see if there's anything else in here that I underline. Spiritual points empower the externalized aspects of soul so that they may feel comfortable enough to return. This is talking about how sometimes the moments of living, starting from birth and even pre-birth, pieces of our soul and our essence begin to fragment through the traumatic experience of being in the physical body. And as a result of that, we have pieces here and there, hither and yon, spread along the pathway of life and our particular journey, that really shamanic energy begins to call back home. And oftentimes people will go to shamans to get that back because they deal in those dimensions. Well, up till now, that's been a very powerful and a consistent resource, and it still is. The point is that we are all being empowered to be able to do this stuff in our own magnificent body and awareness. So the skills are being revealed to those who are ready to accept them. So here we are, in a sense, beginning to call back these elements of ourselves that have compromised how we show up to our true essence. So regardless of what is going on in your specific life, all of that is clues and information as to where the energy and the lower frequency energy, the energetic debris, if you will, the unexpressed experiences of our own unique life, that's where those things are being held, and they're compromising the frequency of wholeness of who we are. So what we're doing with our work and our intention is to clear out those things so that they can be in their wholeness. And I've said this probably four times already on this call, but it's really important that we realize that this is not a random experience we're going through. This is a clear process where we are being asked to take accountability for our vehicle. We are being asked to not buy into the information of the idea of limitation and the idea that we are limited beings, the idea that we are that the body is designed to decay. Quit paying attention to that evidence. Begin to call upon this magnificent resource that we have and open up to all of these particular areas. Gosh, we got to get on to these chakras. All right. So here's how we're going to approach it. Bunch of little tunes dropped in here, some great, some maybe not so great, but you never know. Maybe it's just the words that were needed. But the point is we're going to address each of these particular little points, spiritual points, entry points, with song and with a particular frequency from a tuning fork that I've got that is aligned to the specific vertebrae. And I'll tell you which vertebrae it is. I just got this information after I put this chart together. So by the morning, I'll go ahead and write in which particular one it is as well as the frequency, so you'll have it by the time that the recording is there. But first, I want to use a particular combination of two tuning forks. This is called a Fibonacci series. It's a mathematical relationship, and this particular relationship is 1321. It's 13 over 21, so it's, no, I'm sorry, 8 over 13. It's called the mystical passageway. And when I sound these particular tones, you're going to hear the combination of the two, so it's going to flutter a little bit. And basically, it's designed to resolve life dissonances through a clear tone, clarity of vision through alignment with source, and through a deep sense of simplicity. So we're simply going to clear out anything that is in the way of being receptive to these higher frequencies coming in. So I invite you to take a breath, be aware of your feet on the floor, and know that that Earth Star chakra is running that sort of roto-rooter energy up through the left leg, down through the right leg, clearing anything that is released. It's literally just being taken out as it moves. So here we go. I'm going to put this in. I invite you to speak your name on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. One more time, I'll go ahead and get these tuning forks together, but as I do and as it comes in through your ears, just visualize that sound just beginning to sweep all through your body and then around and in a protective coat and a large sphere around you. Let it do what it is designed to do. Let's move to the first one, the yin energy, which is the feminine energy along the left side, the receptive energy, allowing ourselves. Basically, this point, and I'm just going to throw a couple things out at you, provides a universal female perspective and the energies necessary for receiving, processing, protecting, and creating. In other words, it's going to help to balance and to clarify any misinformation, misinterpretation of the feminine energy and to bring it into us regardless of our sex, male, female. It's about balancing the left side. And so it is. It's also designed to support spiritual receptivity to growth and change. I think that's enough information. Just know that what we're doing is inviting that in. And I have to find my lyrics. There they are. Now, also tonight, I'm using a different pitch reference. I've gone down to 432 instead of 440. And this new pitch reference is I'll talk about it in a future time. Now, let me see if I can remember these. But just know that this is going to sound a little different tonight, I think. Open to receive the energy of the end, to realign and integrate my feminine. Through this higher frequency, I cleanse and birth the me I am, to flow within the presence of divine woman. Receive. I'm going to do it three more. Open to receive the energy of the end, to realign and integrate my feminine. Through this higher frequency, I cleanse and birth the me I am, to flow within the presence of divine woman. Receive. I open to receive the energy of the end, to realign and integrate my feminine. Through the higher frequency, I cleanse and birth in me I am, to flow within the presence of divine woman. Receive. One more. I open to receive the energy of the end, to realign and integrate my feminine. this higher frequency, I cleanse and birth in me I am. Flow within the presence of divine woman. Receive. Interesting little melody. It's kind of going all over the place. It's really pulling and reaching deep down into our chakra system with the intervals that are going on. Here is the D sharp. This is actually accessing lumbar vertebrae 2. Lumbar 2, and this is a D sharp frequency. Sorry, but this particular tuning fork is not really putting out a lot of volume in this, so I'm having to hit it, and you're hearing the harmonic on it. We're going to use that as the vehicle right now. And so it is. Let's move now to the yang energy, which is more of a male energy. Not more, it is male energy. So this is an energy of action. This particular point provides a universal male perspective and energies necessary for expressing, forcing, building, and defending. Interesting terms they're using. Very more outgoing, more active, more related to a masculine energy of protecting our own field and building our own shelter and creating, just taking action in the moments of living. It assists us in comprehending and living out our worldly roles. And it channels the energy necessary to materialize spiritual energy to meet our needs. So, you know, to have a beautiful feminine side is great. And oftentimes that allows us to access guidance, information, and be open and having sensitivity and being able to have emotional literacy, as they call another, a flow, in other words, a flow with it. But without the energy of the masculine, with the male energy, without the yang, We have difficulty putting things into action. And in the chakra system in the body, the action is really the will center. So it's interesting now. We're taking the will center, but there's also a point that is feeding the will center from the divine capacity to initiate activity and have us create that which we intend and that which we desire. So we are lumbar one here, and I'll give that frequency in a minute. You're going to see that this is, whatever came through is a much perkier tune. I gather all I need to go forth and take action. I call upon the yang force of male energy. I walk through the illusions I have used to limit power. I activate the warrior to flow from me, the yang energy. The male in me. I gather all I need to go forth and take action. I call upon the yang force of male energy. I walk through the illusions I've used to limit power. I activate the warrior to flow from me, the yang energy, the male in me. One more time. I gather all I need to go forth and take action. I call upon the yang force of male energy. I walk through the illusions I've used to limit power. I activate the warrior to flow from me, the yang energy, the male in me. Woo! Woo! So you see how that song is calling us to start doing stuff and to take this beautiful guidance and to put it into action. Okay, let me get the tuning fork for this, see if we can get a pitch out of it. All right, lumbar one, we're using a C sharp. So bring your awareness down to the lumbar region and let this particular frequency move right to that space. Boy, I can actually feel that down there. Let it move. Let it work with that. Let it work with the lumbar. Activate that yang vibration. So that is, and so it is. We move down to the balance of polarities. Interesting one. You know how the yin-yang symbol basically has the two shapes, and then within each, the yin and the yang, you have a circle of the opposite. And so the yin and the yang each contain the elements and pieces of the other. So in this land of polarity, in this world of duality, we realize that to find balance is to be able to integrate not only the form of the extreme, but the also the polar opposite of it, and in a sense find the land of the in-between so that we can be in a place of balance. The line that separates the yin and the yang is considered this balance of polarities. So if you visualize that, it's that single like an S line in that yin-yang symbol that we're talking about here. This is the place where we find in the midst of chaos the peace that is contained within it. And in the peace, we find the necessity to take action to maintain and sustain the peace. So this is not a world where we sit and cruise. This is a world of observation and action, sometimes at the same times and sometimes parallel. So we're calling upon this particular balance of polarity point to bring our capacity and awareness to clear out any inequalities of our polarities, if you will. So any notions of good and bad that are inconsistent, that have not found the midline, any notions of light and dark that we have, misperceptions, wisdom and misperception, any of health and disease, we find a place in the midland where all is well. And that's what this point is going to call forth for us. The lines of polarities inside and outside of us, tying these complementary energies together, strengthening each. It regulates the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual yin-yang functions within each center by emphasizing the complementary nature of their opposites. That sounds like what I just said. World of opposites, a world of extremes, I call upon the balance to bring peace to me. Let me find the God in all balance. Three more. In a world of opposites, a world of extremes, I call upon the balance to bring peace to me. Let me find the God in all balance. In a world of opposites, a world of extremes, I call upon the balance to bring peace to me. Let me find the God in all. One more. In a world of opposites, a world of extremes, I call upon the balance to bring peace to me. Let me find a God in all balance. Let me give the tuning fork here. This is in the thoracic vertebrae. It's number 12, thoracic 12, which is a little bit higher up in the body. I believe they start at the higher numbers and then go down the spine. So you can find that when you Google it, if you need to find the exact place. And if you happen to have an A-sharp tuning fork, you can have someone place it right on that particular vertebrae, and I think you will find that it helps you to find balance. So the balance of polarities, the thoracic 12, and we're using A sharp. one more. So it is, and so it is. Wish we had a big old stereo system just plugged in here so that you could hear all these sounds in quadraphonic, multi 6/12 channel surround sound at your own home. Well, maybe in the days to come. Let's go now to free will and freedom. It would seem that this is pretty obvious, but when I was doing the research here, I found that there's some very interesting things about it. It says, to align us with our abilities and our right to choose that which conforms to our higher purpose and essential needs. Set up situations to get us in touch with our deepest needs, helping us to make decisions that align us with the heart of the divine. This is very interesting because when it starts to talk about purpose in this particular perspective, our free will is to make choice that balances and nurtures our own self as well as creates good vibration for those around us and for the planet itself and for the cosmos. So in a sense, everything we do is guided by that intention to make it smooth with all of life. And, you know, once we start expanding into that sort of perspective in this new oneness vibration, we begin to realize that we are just intertwined with all of this vibration. And the more we attend to the flow within that and the use of that, the more things flow smoothly. So everything we do, think, say is in alignment through our own free will choice. We have the freedom to make that choice and to align it with our own divine self. When existing in true accountability and self-power, we do not need cords. Free will energy can therefore correct relationship with self, others, and the world. So we can call upon this particular point of energy that's bringing in this beautiful, untampered, untainted frequency of free will and freedom in alignment with the divine, and call upon it to wash through whatever we are in points of choice. If we're in a difficult decision, we work through this particular point, and it is aligning with the thoracic vertebrae number 9, and it's the pitch of D sharp. Oh, I got to remember how this goes. Let's see. I choose to live in the divine through free will and freedom. I choose to live in the divine. Two more. Through free will and freedom, I choose to live in the divine. One more. Through free is, we're back to the D sharp on this one. I'm just going to hold that note on the guitar. And this is at thoracic number 9. Oops. Wow. I'm feeling those notes right where they're supposed to be. I guess I could name number 9 from there if I didn't have a map. I felt it right in the middle of my back. Let's move on to the next one. We have abundance and clarity, and it looks like we're going to be able to get them all done tonight. So let's look at abundance. Well, that seems obvious, but let's look at it from a different perspective here. The idea of this form of abundance that we're talking about is really about the nature of the cosmos, that there is no scarcity. Money is the last thing in mind when we're talking about abundance. We're talking about the abundance of health and beauty and the magnificence of our bodies and beings and the abundance of our capacity to access the cosmos, to access information, to access the etheric beings and energy. It is oh so much more than just a buck. However, it's nice to have money, and it's nice to have that to allow us to do that which we desire and deserve. So it is all tied, but it's really oh so much more. It's to align with the natural ebb and flow of energies that we need to meet our highest purpose and essential needs. Now, this is interesting because it's the abundance is there to allow us to achieve, reach our highest purpose. In other words, what we're here to do, the abundance is the manna, it's the stuff that we utilize and need to achieve what we're here to do. And the thing about abundance is it's infinite. There's no scarcity, there's no shortage for anyone. And we bought into a form that there's only so much here and that limited resources and extinctions and all of these things that are going on, but there are different perspectives about this, which we don't have time to go into tonight. But let's look at it with this idea. Abundance is like a circle between the material and spiritual. Abundance ties these two together through the principle of giving and receiving. We have to be in the circle of giving and receiving. Whatever comes in, we send it out in like form, in energy, in what is it, time, treasure, and talent. We there are ways to give and there are ways to receive. If we block any of those, if we are hesitant to receive because we got some energy and some old patterns about it, what's the cost of receiving, then we are interfering with our own flow. And it's doing more damage than it is to helping us by keeping us feeling that false sense of safety. So I hope you're getting the sense. Abundance energy helps us think of our desires through the top in-body chakras. Then through the heart, it activates the abilities of the lower in-body chakras to manifest the desire. So the intention drops down through the third eye. We pull it in through the crown and through the soul star chakra, and then the little one and a half inches above our head, and all of that focuses that vibration into us, and it brings the purity of intention through also this particular abundance point. And it drops it into the thoracic 6 vertebrae, and then quite essentially that moves down into the manifestation centers, which is 1, 2, and 3, along with the protection and the support of the earth and the protection of the earth. So, boy, is there a lot going on. Wow. Okay. I've got to quit waxing here. Let's see if I can remember this song. The circle between the world of material and spiritual abundance, giving and receiving. So send it out, bring it in, allow the flow again and again, abundance. Giving and receiving, create the space, drink in the grace, abundance. One more time. There's a circle between the worlds of material and spiritual abundance. Giving and receiving. So send it out, bring it in, allow the flow again and again, abundance. Giving and receiving. create the space, drink in the grace, abundance. I love that line. Create the space, drink in the grace, abundance. Clear the stuff out and create that space so that the flow can come in. And then you clear it out again and let the flow come in. It's just a sort of constant process where we are the happy recipient and the happy giver at the same time. The pitch we're using for thoracic vertebrae 6 is A. And in the name of time, here we got to move quickly into clarity. Clarity is at thoracic number 5. Next time we do this, we're going to go into some more of these, and they'll get up into the cervical vertebrae. But right now, clarity to enable us to see things as they really are, not like we want them. Oh, no. Yes. Shed light on our inner and outer realities. It serves as a vehicle for discernment. Discernment allows us to ask the right questions and to differentiate between what is imperative to know, do, feel, or be, and what isn't. Clarity becomes a basis for making decisions on all levels. The beauty of this is to see, get clarity is about coming in from the higher perspectives to allow us to see things as they are, unencumbered by our past experience, our programming, our intentions, beliefs, whatever those are. There's a way to see it as it is, and then there's my way and your way. And oftentimes they are very far apart. So what we're asking here is for great clarity to begin to see things as they are. And that is a powerful place to come from. So we call upon this spiritual point to bring this energy into thoracic vertebrae 5. It's a big, 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 big picture. Hold on. Sorry. I got to listen to my version of it here real quick. Okay. I needed a reminder. There's a big, big picture beyond the moment's dream. It's how it truly is, because nothing's as it seems. I use my discernment to see the in-between. The issues fall away as life aligns with me. Clarity. Again, there's a big, big picture beyond the moment's dream. It's how it truly is, because nothing's as it seems. I use my discernment to see the in-between. The issues fall away. Life aligns with me, clarity. One more. There's a big, big picture beyond the moment's dream. It's how it truly is, because nothing's as it seems. I use my discernment to see the in-between. The issues fall away as life aligns with me, clarity. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Wow. Well, this was very, very fascinating for me. I'm delighted that you were here. So what can we do with all of this stuff? Well, the main thing to me is the fact that to be even open to the idea that there's an existence in a very defined and created way that is designed to assist us from the outward, just outside of our own body and soul field, if you will. I know I'm out of time here, but I just want to bring a closure to this for you guys, is that just by being open to the notion that there are these points and how they integrate with the spine, and then how that information is then disseminated through the cells and the places within specific chakras, is huge. It's just huge. To acknowledge it and to give it permission to do its work, I think, is a very healthy thing to consider doing. So I invite you at any point right now just to begin to go back to these things, even if you read them through. You'll have the recording tomorrow, but to read through these places. And I will have, again, I will put the vertebrae on it, and go ahead on Google and get a chart of vertebrae and see exactly where it is. And to see if you can begin to integrate that right into that place and let it start to work and serve you. These are high-frequency energies that are coming in to work from a very different frequency. So hopefully, I believe it's to help bypass some of the struggle of these times and some of the difficulty, because we've had so much stuff to clear and cleanse from these lower chakras. And now we're getting this information that's coming in that says, well, let me lighten the load for you. Well, gladly, I'll be the first on that wagon. So I'm delighted that you chose to be a part of this. We'll be back again in October, and I believe I'll continue on the external chakras, and we'll do six more of the ones that I've seen, that I've discovered about, and who knows what will show up at that point. But I'll let you know when I send you the link tomorrow what that's going to be and as far as the date itself. So I'm very blessed by your time here. Thank you so much. I'll stay online if there are any comments or questions for anyone. Otherwise, we are done. So endless blessings to all of you. Thank you.
Mark, are you there?
I am.
Mark, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to tell you before it doesn't slip my mind, I've been having all these messages on my answering machine. I haven't had time to get to anybody, but I've already got people asking me if I'm going to do this again, meaning the house concert.
Oh, fabulous.
So I just wanted to pass it on, like I say, so it doesn't slip my mind, but Nick and Sandy that own the property, you know, really enjoyed it. They really liked your music, and they actually told a neighbor of mine, and he told me that. So it's all this circular pattern keep coming back. But people are commenting on me about that. So I just wanted to let you know and pass that on to you. And I'll make this quick. I will be making every attempt to be at your concert this Saturday.
Great.
Is that right? Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah, Saturday.
And I'll have a few things to give you, and just kind of wrap up everything from the concert, and I'm trying to think of anything else. I'll jot down any other thing that I think of.
Okay.
But,
send me an email, then we'll talk, and then I'll get you some future dates for 2014.
Okay. I'll see how that's going to work out, but I'll hang on to those Mark Welsh House concert restroom signs, because you know that could come in handy. So
right. Anyway,
I'll talk to you another time. I just wanted to pass that on so it doesn't slip my mind. And
okay.
All right. Have a good night.
I will. You too.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Anybody? Any questions? Anything on there? Anyone on there? We are done. All right.